Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Second hour of Free Talk Live. You are welcome to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
We are reading this story. I've been reading it. You've been commenting. Rich, Hope Nobody, your choice.
You can call me Rich as well. I mean, I adopted the Nobody name for political purposes, and like Ian will shush people when they call me Rich, and I'm just like, yeah, you don't have to do that. It's okay. I'm still a person. I'm not a pronoun. Nobody isn't a pronoun. I don't know what kind of word it is, really. Is it a noun? Because it's the absence of...
Let me look that up at the break. Going on with the story from ProPublica about Illinois, the state, locking kids as young as 5 years old up in rubber rooms. 19 states prohibit secluding children in locked rooms. 4 of them ban any type of seclusion, but Illinois continues to rely on the practice. The last time the U.S. Department of Education calculated state-level seclusion totals, in 2013 and 14 school years, Illinois ranked number one.
Number one in murder, too, isn't it?
I don't know.
At least Chicago is. Chicago is what I was thinking there. But I wonder, like, are they doing this in rural Illinois, or is this something they're doing to inner city populations only?
I don't think
this would go over nearly as well in the rural areas.
I don't know, but I suspect I have the same suppositions that you do. Although state law requires schools to file a detailed report each time they use seclusion, no one is required to read these accounts. And as we read previously, 20,000 times this was done in the last school year, 2017 and 2018. I think the school year and a half, by the way, ending in December 2018. Several school districts officials said that they had not reviewed seclusion reports from their schools until reporters requested them. The Illinois State Board,
those people should be named.
These are the district officials. So, you know, I mean, that's right there. The school's in their district. They're not reading them. Illinois State Board of Education does not collect any data on schools' use of isolated timeouts and has not updated guidelines since issuing them 20 years ago. Having a law that allows schools to do something that is so traumatic and dangerous to students without having some sort of meaningful oversight and monitoring is really, really troubling, says Zena, Nyditch, founder and leader of Equip for Equity, a disabilities watchdog group that helped write Illinois' rules in 1999. Informed of the investigation's findings, the Illinois State Board of Education said it would issue guidance clarifying the seclusion should be used only in emergencies. Officials acknowledged they don't monitor the use of isolated timeout and said they would need legislative action to do so. Sorry, we can't look at our own reports. Somebody needs to tell us we should.
I haven't read the statute, so I can't say for sure that that's nonsense, but it sounds like nonsense, because if you're requiring somebody to prepare reports, that somebody is a subordinate of somebody else.
Who should read
and
the reports?
Whatever reports they're writing, their boss should be reading their reports.
Let me read a few of the quotes here from the kids. Please, someone respond to me. I'm sorry I ripped the paper. I overreacted. Please just let me out. Is anyone out there? Things written down. These are quoted by the officials. Please, please, please open the door. Please, I'll be good. Open the door and I'll be quiet. That was elementary school in December 2017.
Wow. And I'll be quiet. So clearly this kid was in there for being a risk to silence.
I'd rather die. You're torturing me. Central School of Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Toby calling in from...
That last kid was absolutely right. Go ahead.
Toby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on?
All's well. What's on your mind?
So my friend brought up the USS Liberty. Have you guys heard of that at all?
Yeah, this was a ship that was fired upon by
the Israelis
like 20-something years ago.
Yeah, and nothing came of that. Like, how was that okay to us?
I guess. I mean, the presumption was an accident, I guess.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't an accident is the thing,
like,
though.
I don't think accidents like that really happen very much.
What about the United States shooting down a passenger jet from Iran in 1989?
Were we not at war?
No. Passenger jet? I mean, you weren't at war, and it was a passenger jet.
I don't think that was a mistake either.
It wasn't a mistake, but the United States did apologize for it later.
But, you know, it's Israel and America, like two countries that are very, you know, close to each other, like not physically, but a lot of relationships between each other. And for that to happen, like, were we compensated at all?
I don't know. I didn't look into it that much. I couldn't say.
Yeah, it's I think you're on to something there. I think that the relationship between the United States and Israel is very problematic for the United States. And
I agree. You know,
I've come to that opinion even more since Epstein didn't kill himself. Because
that's true too.
You know, he was gathering blackmail material, and the smart money seems to be saying he was gathering it for Mossad.
So, certainly the accusations have been made, and that seems like the most likely group. If the Mossad wasn't using an agent to somehow lure in and get under their thumb powerful businessmen and politicians from the United States with young ladies and a jet, then I'll bet somebody starts soon because it's a really good idea.
Well, it's documented that the CIA was doing that to foreign diplomats 40 years ago. So yeah, I think the whole thing between the U.S. and Israel, everybody is so terrified to say anything about Israel. It's frightening to me the amount of control they have, and I have absolutely no problem with Jews. It's not about Jews. It's about a foreign government, any foreign government, being able to control the United States.
Oh, I don't trust this government and controlling the United States. As far as I'm concerned,
that too.
Intelligence agencies are already gathering information off of the phones and computers of judges, politicians, and captains of industry, and they're using that information to control the behavior and the votes. They don't need to control every vote. They only need to control the votes that fund them and affect them. And so, you know, whether it's the CIA, the NSA, the Mossad, I don't really care. These organizations scare me.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who's ahead of them?
Who's the head of them?
Jews.
Ah, here we go.
See, that's not really...
I'm a Jew. I'm not in charge of any of them.
The thing is, obviously Jews run the Israeli government.
What we're talking about because...
No, it's not.
But every government... Every intelligence service is run by people, and it's a whole rainbow of things. The Chinese government is no better than the Israeli government, certainly, and I'm pretty sure very few of them are Jewish. There's a lot of mafias in the world. There are Italian mafias, there are white mafias, there are black mafias, there are
It's the Jews
Jewish
killing
mafias.
The Uyghurs in China, and you know it.
CIA.
Thanks for the call, Toby.
You left me speechless.
Yeah, always. It's always. I mean, this is the problem with talking about anything that has to do with Israel, because at the core of it, it's the Jews. Now, come on. Somebody's religion doesn't have anything to do with this crap. Power corrupts.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge Wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. What we're talking about right now is this investigation into Illinois public schools and their use of padded cells for kids. And Yeah, we've been talking about this since the start of the show. I think it's really important because I don't think people even know this is going on. There's documented in this report here 20,000 uses in something like a school year, maybe a bit longer than a school year in Illinois, and four states ban it, but that means that 46 don't.
Wait, four states ban it? I thought you said 19 before.
They 19 have restrictions for ban.
19 have restrictions or ban. So four states ban it, 15 have restrictions on it, and the other 31, they can do whatever they want?
Presumably.
Oh, good Lord, that's terrifying.
So this investigation...
And Illinois, the state we're reading about, is one of the ones that has restrictions.
They're number one.
Presumably. but they also have restrictions. They're not one of the 31 knock-yourself-out states. Or throw the kids in the room and let them throw themselves at the door till they knock themselves out states.
I don't even know what's going on in the other states. Based on records from more than 100 districts in Illinois, they found seclusion was used in schools across every part of the state and by a range of employees. Yeah, you're going to love this, Rich. Teachers, aides, social workers, and security personnel. Did you hear... a social worker might qualify as a mental health professional, but the rest of them don't. And to lock somebody in a seclusion cell, I kind of feel like that ought to be something. They don't seem to have any training surrounding this at all. Some districts declined to provide records or gave incomplete information. Others wouldn't answer even basic questions, saying the law did not require them to do so. Of more than 20 districts reporters asked to visit, only three said yes. And they've got an example here. Is this something we're ashamed of? It's not our finest. Christian Schrader, the director of the Black Hawk Area Special Education District in East Moline, which documented about 850 seclusions in the time period examined. So it was about a year and a half. They examined 850 seclusions occurred in that time frame.
So that's at least three every school day, probably
one
more
district.
Than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Schrader said she thinks her staff generally uses seclusion appropriately. Of course, she's not required to read the reports. Acknowledged room for improvement and met with reporters at the district's administration building, but wouldn't let them see the seclusion rooms in the schools across the parking lot. Nobody wants to talk about those things because it doesn't reflect well, she said. So, there you go.
Wow, and she's actually saying this while she's refusing to show them. So, you know...
It doesn't sound like she's a fan.
No, but yet... So then she should be showing those things off. She should have a media open house for those freaking things if she doesn't like them. Because, you know, if people don't know what's there, they're not going to do anything about it.
About 20 minutes after he was put in one of the school's quiet rooms, and that sounds like too long to me. I wouldn't put a kid in time out, and that's just having them sit there. I wouldn't put them
in. Well, by your rule, they'd have to be 20 before that was appropriate.
Right. There's a lot of 20-year-olds I'd like to see in 20-minute timeout. After he was put in one of the school's quiet rooms, a 5-foot square space made of plywood and cinder block. How big is 5-foot square?
It's a lot smaller than my cell was.
5-foot square is, I mean, it's, well, 2 feet by 3 feet is 6 feet square. So this is enough for an adult to sit down but not lay down. I don't think a kid might be able to sort of lay in a fetal position maybe in 5 square feet, but I doubt that it's designed for that. 9-year-old Jay Skill, he wet his pants. That's after 20 minutes. An aide, watching from the doorway, wrote that down in a log, noting that it was 10:53 a.m. on February the 1st, 2018. School aides had already taken away Jace's shoes and both of his shirts. Jace then stripped off his wet pants, wiped them in the urine on the floor, I presume trying to clean it up, I don't know, and sat down in the corner. How could he not sit down in the corner? This thing's so small.
Yeah.
I'm naked, Jace yelled at 10:56. So that was 3 minutes later. Staff did not respond. The log shows except to close the door for privacy. By 11 a.m., Jace had also defecated and was smearing it on the walls. No adults intervened, according to the log. They watched and took notes. Dancing in feces, doing the twist, staff wrote at 11:14 a.m., noting that the boy then started pacing back and forth. I don't know how far he would pace in 5 square feet.
Well, it would be the square root of 5. So that would be, you know, it's 2 and change.
Maybe it's only 1 foot wide.
But no, it's not 5 square feet. I think if a 5 by 5 cell would be 25 square feet.
No, it's saying 5 square feet is what the article says.
5 square feet?
I know.
That's, oh my God. That would, for an adult, that would be standing room only.
Yes.
I mean, the square root of 2, that's 2.5 feet. A fat person wouldn't be able to physically fit. In 5 square feet.
It's just cobbled together out of concrete and plywood. So, I mean, you know, it works for kids.
Oh, my God. This is child abuse. This is brutal.
It's hard to call anything
else. Any parent would be put in jail for doing this to their child.
I think that's a really great point.
And should be. And I don't believe in jail. But, oh, my God. To do this to a child and leave them and take notes on what they're doing without helping them is just, I mean, if these people taking these notes are not psychopaths, they have to be killing themselves.
I need more clothes, he called out. We know, the aide answered. Jace banged on the walls and tried to pry open the door. He sat against the wall, crying for his mom. At 11:42, this is almost an hour now, let me out of here. I'm crying alone. The incident began that morning when Jace ripped up a math worksheet and went into the hallway trying to leave the school. Jace was diagnosed with autism when he was 3 and began having epileptic seizures at 5. In the first grade, officials at his local school referred him to the Kansas Treatment and Learning Center, a public school in the East Central Illinois for children with emotional and behavioral disabilities. Jace's mother, Kayleen Beaven, had heard about the quiet rooms at Kansas, this is Kansas, Illinois, and had strong reservations about the concept even before she took a school tour and stepped inside one. She recalls being told that he would never be shut inside alone. You want them shut in something this small with people? I remember standing there and thinking, like,
I think this must be a mistake. It has to be 5 foot square and not 5 square feet. I hope.
I'll read it again. Maybe I misinterpreted it. 5 foot square, it's a 5 foot square space.
Okay. So is that 5 feet? That's going to be a square 5 feet on an edge for 25 square feet.
Well, that suddenly makes a bit more sense then. At the very least, it's a closet. 855-450-3733.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland appearing before the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday for testimony in the ongoing impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump is questioned by Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio.
The best direct evidence we have is actually what the president told you. I want nothing. There is no quid pro quo. I want Zelensky to do exactly what he campaigned on. And when that became clear to us, guess what? They got the money. God bless America. It all worked out, right? This is crazy what we're going through, because the facts are so darn clear.
Testimony is continuing late into the night on Capitol Hill, and the Fed Reserve is likely to hold interest rates steady for now. That's at least according to the minutes released today from the late October meetings. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Reading this story from Illinois about these seclusion rooms they're using on children as young as five. And, I mean, the story just gets more and more heartbreaking as we read through. I mean, I'm stunned by it. My name is Mark.
And I'm Nobody.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live. As I said previously, we were the first media that I know of to mention Bitcoin back in 2010. Didn't have a lot of parlance at that time, but boy, did it change. Now, if you want cryptocurrency news or you need to find out how to use this cryptocurrency stuff, Bitcoin.com should be your first stop. They make it possible for you to watch a short video that sort of tells you what Bitcoin is. They allow you to download. They've got a wallet right there that you can use. They will give you a little bit of free Bitcoin Cash to get started. And they have all the news. They have a staff of news writers as opposed to many of these crypto news organizations, which just swipe stories from other locations and reprint them. Bitcoin.com, I love it, and I appreciate their YouTube channel, which I watch every week too. Just go to Bitcoin.com. They've got a new trading platform called local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash with people around the world without having to do a whole bunch of, know your customer rules or interfaces or anything like that. It's great. That's local.bitcoin.com. So this story from ProPublica here was telling about a young man who had quite a time and ended up in one of these quiet rooms, they call it, really it's just a rubber cell. In this case, it wasn't even that. It was just plywood and cinder block. It didn't even have padding on the wall. Kid came unglued.
I'm trying to think how many of these school shooters came from Illinois. I know Aurora, Illinois was a...
No, this was Aurora, Colorado.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yep. And it said, I don't know what it's like, and I don't know, I didn't know they wrote all this down, the mother said. None of it should have happened. In the nearly 50,000 pages of reports, reporters reviewed about Illinois students in seclusion, school workers often kept watch over children who were clearly in distress. They dutifully documented kids urinating, spitting in fear or anger, and then being ordered to wipe the walls and clean and mop the floors. Kansas TLC is operated by the Eastern Illinois Area Special Education District, which serves students from 8 counties and is based in Charleston, Illinois. It has about 70 regional special education districts that teach students who can't be accommodated in their home districts. And, you know, I mean, there's got some stories here from people who were talking about having been there when they're a little older. One guy says that it irritates people. You're isolated from everybody else and you can't talk to anybody else. And the Eastern Illinois District's executive director, Tony Reilly, said he had not grasped how often seclusion was being used in his schools until he read some of the documents requested by reporters. Looking at a stack of 8,000 pages at one time really kind of hit home, Reilly said when he met with reporters on the spring. He had not responded to recent requests for comment, including about specific incidents, probably because he's been told to shut up. Reilly, an assistant...
Or he just didn't know. It sounds like he wasn't paying any attention to what was going on in his schools.
That's the other possibility. Reilly and his assistant director, Jeremy Daughtry, said they were surprised and concerned about how frequently staff used seclusion after students were disobedient but not physically aggressive. And Illinois law is very clear that it's supposed to be for a kid that's a danger to himself or others, immediate danger to himself or others.
Yeah, but of course, these days, if you express a political opinion somebody doesn't like,
that's threatening.
They're terrified. They're threatened. It makes the space unsafe that you disagree with them. So I think they need to maybe make that language a little more specific.
When we read it, it reads punitive, Daughtry said. We have to do something to address this, Reilly said. In October 2018, the kid here, he died at home in rural Paris of a seizure in his sleep. He had not returned to Kansas TLC that fall. His family had decided to homeschool him, in part to keep him out of these quiet rooms. In the family's living room, Jace's mom shared photos of him in a... Wiggles concert? Oh, the Wiggles. Gosh, I'd forgotten all about those. My son's...
I never knew about the Wiggles.
The Wiggles is like the Monkees for youngsters, even younger than the Monkees were, right? The Monkees were sort of aimed at teens and tweens, if you recall this. They were kind of like...
Oh, yeah, I watched the Monkees when I was a kid.
But the Wiggles are aimed at a younger audience, and they play sort of younger kids' songs.
Okay, so like... You know, if you cut Barney into several pieces.
Yes.
Okay.
Not quite as bizarre as the Barney stuff, but yeah. You know, I like Barney, too. I never had a problem with it, but some people, you know, thought it was weird. anyway, it says that he loved his dad, he loved me, and he loved his Grammy. So, he had issues, but they weren't his fault. He couldn't control it. I get that it's probably very difficult to deal with these students, and that... there's a challenge, but I think that this is a really bad idea. One of these situations is that the educator will tell a kid that they have to take a head down, and so a head down means you have to, you know, put your head on the desk and be quiet for a period of time, probably a minute or so.
Mm-hmm.
But if the kid won't do it, they send them off to the quiet room where until they will put their head down. And, you know, all hell breaks loose in these quiet rooms. They're anything but.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, at some point or another, we have to determine that this system of punitive use of these quiet rooms isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, the kid's out of the classroom. And whereas we got to do things with them, I mean, when I was a kid, they took you out of the classroom and somebody talked to you. Maybe it was the assistant principal, maybe it was the principal, maybe it was the teacher who told the rest of the class to, you know, zip it for a minute while she went out and she or he went out and talked to the student. But I part of the problem here is that teachers are forced to have these kids in their classrooms, and these special education situations can make it that much more difficult. Parents oftentimes need a break. But, you know, we're just not prepared. This isn't working. I don't know what to say to make it all work. I'm blessed. My son doesn't have these particular problems, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. But whatever's going on in Illinois, they need to address it. And yeah, doubling down isn't working. They've been doubling down for two decades on these isolation cells for kids.
Yeah. And that's always the government solution, is double down on the brutality. You know? Oh, everything we've done for the drug war so far has failed? Oh, well, let's ramp up penalties. Let's do the same thing, but do it more.
And what it illustrates here is that the state, and by that I don't mean just the state of Illinois, I mean any organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass, the state really doesn't know what to do except to put you in prison or kill you.
Right.
Like, those are its solutions to problem child, as it were. I mean, okay, well, you're not behaving yourself. Here's a fine or some probation. Oh, well, you're not behaving yourself on that? Well, then here's some jail. Well, you're not behaving yourself on that? Well, here's some prison. Well, you know, you're not behaving yourself on that? Here's some death. And that's how it goes over and over again. That's all they've got is imprisonment, and if you don't comply, ultimately death. Because, I mean, you know as well as I do, ladies and gentlemen, you don't pull over for that cop with the flashing lights. They're going to stop your car, and it could be with deadly force.
Oh, yeah.
The death penalty is just for disobedience. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. The phone lines are open. It is Mark with you.
And Nobody from electnobody.com.
Nobody, I got some good news for you.
Did I get elected?
No.
Okay.
CNBC.com. House committee approves landmark bill legalizing marijuana at the federal level.
Yes, read that today. Actually, saw the headline. I haven't read the story yet.
The House Judiciary Committee approved a bill Wednesday that legalizes marijuana on the federal level, removing it from Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act. And I'll tell you a little bit more about it, but first I want to tell you about LibertyCon. LibertyCon's a unique liberty convention. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purposes of career advancement or business or internship opportunities. Here, from a list of incredible speakers, such as John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, who will speak on consensus capitalism. Vernon Smith, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics, will speak on alternative markets. Miriam Issa, who is a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube videos. And Nisim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker, quantitative trader, before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. There is still more. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details and additional speakers and events. Use code FTL to save $10 on your registration. Why is it so little? It's because the price of the ticket is so cheap. Just go check it out there at LibertyCon.com. Student travel scholarships are available and discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. Save with early registration at LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for the $10 discount. We intend to be there, LibertyCon.com. So,
you know, two questions I got about that. First, the guy used to be a risk taker and now he's not. How do you stop?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I thought he was like some kind of investor, and maybe he made enough investments that it was time to stop.
Oh, okay. But, you know, everything you do is a risk.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah. And everything you don't do is a risk.
There's always risks.
Of course, that kind of answers my other question. My other thing was he gets paid for taking risks. I do that all the time for free.
Yeah. The House Judiciary Committee approved a bill Wednesday that legalizes marijuana on the federal level, removing it from Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act. Please, ladies and gentlemen, understand, this is a House Judiciary Committee. This is not the House of Representatives, just a committee.
Yeah.
But they've made an approval, and it's a first step towards federal legalization. Yeah. Now,
if you want to know the rest of the steps, I highly recommend I'm Just a Bill by Schoolhouse Rock. Find it on YouTube. It's great, and it explains how this works. It just doesn't talk about the bribery.
Right. The corruption. Also doesn't mention the state-level marijuana laws. So, if,
right.
for instance, you're in Utah, I'm just guessing here, I don't know what Utah's rules are, but I'm pretty sure they don't have recreational marijuana.
Nope. And as a matter of fact, I called up a company in Utah because it was a pharmaceutical company, and they donated $500,000 to keep marijuana illegal there. And interestingly enough, the same pharmaceutical company is the one that was just cited for bribing doctors to give oxycodone to their patients who don't need it.
Yeah, I think that that pain management is something that marijuana has a pretty good track record with. Not every time, but the thing is that different drugs work well for different people. Some people can take opiates for a year, never get addicted to them, and just get right off. Other people, their life is ruined by these drugs.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. And the people whose lives are ruined, to be fair to the pharmaceutical industry, the people whose lives are ruined, they've got something going on psychologically when they stop. You know, it's the prescription that tells them where the out is, these drugs can be an out. But my guess is that those people would have been in AA 30 years later because they were probably problem drinkers. They were probably already doing something to escape their inner turmoil, whatever it was. But, you know, turning them on to oxycodone isn't going to help.
Well, I don't know what the particular issues are. I know some people can't even take opiates, that it binds them up, their digestive system, and they just can't take them.
Yeah.
So there needs to be alternatives for that. And, you know, something besides Motrin that's going to eat up your liver over time. Marijuana, it's up to a person and their doctor what medicines they should be using to treat whatever it is that's going on with them. And if they just want to smoke pot for fun, well, let's compare it to people who drink for fun. And we can see that the societal damage that is done by alcohol is significantly higher than the societal damage that's done by marijuana.
I think this is all brought on by the pizza lobby, because the pizzas are terrified of stoners. We will demolish pizzas. You know, we're good with everything else, but pizzas fear us.
How would pizzas get delivered without stoners is what I want to know.
Well, there would be a lot fewer pizza places.
So this is the first step in getting this bill approved. It was passed. It has a high chance of approval in the full House, where Democrats control the chamber. Who knows what's going to happen with the Republicans? And, you know, these things oftentimes have to bounce against the wall a couple of times before they go through.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government doesn't seem to be doing much in the places where marijuana is legal. As a matter of fact, the federal government is making its laws in a district where recreational marijuana is legal. The politicians are surrounded by people who can, if they wish, smoke marijuana legally. So,
doesn't stop them from wanting to deny that right to the rest of us.
And Joe Biden, just proving
it. Now, of course, in D.C., though, you're still subject to the federal law. So technically, you could be arrested there.
Right. The feds aren't really doing anything in any of these places, though.
Right.
And Joe Biden, as though he does not want to be elected president, has come out against marijuana legalization because he believes it's a gateway drug.
Wow. Child molester and an idiot.
Well, I mean, it's a gateway drug in so much as it's illegal.
Uh-huh.
And that's really it. So once you show a young person that this banned substance is not so bad, then they're much more likely to try the next banned substance. So I will agree that it is a gateway drug, but only because the government made it so.
So all they need to do is bring back prohibition, and then alcohol will be the gateway drug, because nearly everybody tries alcohol, a more dangerous drug, before they try marijuana, a less dangerous drug.
And I'll
bet it just doesn't get counted because alcohol's legal.
And when I was a kid, cigarettes were always tried before those other two, you know.
Sure.
It almost always goes cigarettes, or almost always went. I don't know what it's like now.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes, alcohol, marijuana, then the rest of it.
Yeah.
And, you know.
However far that kid is programmed by his life to go, because most people never go beyond alcohol and marijuana. You know, 95% of them or 90% of them never do. And of those who do, very few of them really develop a problem
with
drugs. Most people do them a few times and then they're done with that.
Right. Most people will try marijuana a few times and then they'll not like the effects and they won't use it again for many, 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 many years or never again at all.
Yeah, or they'll smoke weed while they're a teenager and then quit when they're 20 and just go on with their life because they have other things they have to do.
And I know, having a child, I am not comfortable with the notion that one day my son is going to try some kind of mind-altering substances. I don't like thinking about that. It upsets me. But I can also tell you that I can look at the facts surrounding prohibition and whether it's marijuana or whatever it might be, and I can see that the consequences of the prohibition are worse than the consequences of the drug on a societal level. The best thing I can do is be the best parent that I can be and make myself a resource for my son so that if he wants to talk about something like this, that he would come to me. And, you know, as much as I'm uncomfortable with the idea, I'm even more uncomfortable that pimply-faced 16-year-olds are going to introduce the most important person in my life to dangerous substances. So I'd rather him talk to me about it first. 855-450-3733. How'd you talk to your kids about drugs and alcohol? I'd love to hear it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.